Hello everybody, I'm George Mylan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about benefits cuts in the United Kingdom. So what many countries call welfare. So government money, taxpayers' money, paid to people to help them because they're unemployed, they are disabled, they're too ill to work. There's child benefit, obviously old age pensions, which are mostly contributory. And well, those are launched before the First World War. And they were thought to be so magnificent that some people thought Lloyd George was Lord George. They couldn't believe a plain mister would have the grandeur to be able to give them this manna from heaven to keep them in their infirmity. Because previously, unless you were quite wealthy, you worked to the day you died. There was no retirement. Anyway, it has become a monster and it is not a safety net anymore. It's a way of life, careerism. There's obviously some families, multi-generation, are on benefits. And then just people just expect it. It's no more than their due. I mean, I know a chap, an Oxford graduate, who's only done bits and bobs of jobs for the last 20 years. And when even he's had jobs, have been very part-time, an alcoholic on universal credit, getting family handouts. And if you've got any income, you're not supposed to get universal credit, phoning up saying, these are very unreasonable people on universal credit. That never seeing that it's his duty to provide for himself. That it's not everybody else's duty to pay for him. And it's not actually helping him because he's spending the money on alcohol anyway. And so they say the money is wasted. So you're going to have to, give up your alcohol abuse and get a job or something like that. I mean, unless you can somehow work whilst being an alcoholic. I mean, I'm not moralistic. I don't mind people drinking themselves to oblivion, but I just do object to everybody else paying for it and so on. Okay, so it really needs to be cut and it is exploding. Since lockdown 2020, more people claiming they've got anxiety or depression. Now, I didn't expect to hear some common sense from Alan Milburn. He was health secretary under Tony Blair, a Labour politician. And he's saying that we're medicalising normality, anxiety, depression. OK, we all feel a bit worried sometimes. Sometimes you feel down at the dumps. I was a mild fit of the blues a few days ago. Pretty bad weather, not very much money, a bit bored, not achieving anything. That is not a medical situation. You should get money about that. Now, I know the different levels, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but why is it that there's more mental illness than ever? By far. And on this trajectory, everybody will be signed off sick soon. And who's going to pay for it? And, you know, it's very easy to be generous with somebody else's money. Think about that phrase. Be generous with somebody else's money. If you're putting your hand into your own pocket to give out, that's different. But you're putting your hand into somebody else's pocket and giving it to another person. And that's what politicians, we have to be compassionate. Okay, politicians, dig deep. Do it out of your own bank account, not somebody else's. So, you know, I'm not talking about going back to Dickensian poverty. Nobody's going to be starving to death. Homelessness, as Suella Braverman said, is a lifestyle choice. It's because they want to take drugs, they want to drink so much alcohol, they want to have a pet, not go into a homeless shelter, they don't want to work, and that's how they end up like that. And even healthy single men do eventually get free, good housing. I knew a single dad, I mean, his ex-wife had the daughters, eventually got flat so good his daughters were able to live there. People have been in prison, you think society didn't own them a lot, even them getting it, and you have to wait a few years. Too much on universal credit. I don't really understand how all that this works. So the system is becoming unsustainable. It's an ever-growing burden on the shoulders of those who work for a living, crushing the life out of us. This crisis of entitlement, throwing out entitlements like confetti. Remember Jack Straw, a Labour politician, reading his book, and says that the thing is, if you take away an entitlement and then you're going to give something to other people, those who are losing what they already have, they feel that far more intensely than people about to gain something, and they will fight like hell to keep it. No, I'm not having my universal credit reduced. I'm not having the pension age raised. I'm not having child benefit rate, frozen or anything like that. So it's very, very difficult to take these things away, which you have to think very carefully indeed about giving them out. Personal independence payments. And okay, some people do need these and they still do work, enables them to go and do work. And some people on disability benefits work. And really just about everybody who's disabled should work, even if not full time, even in sheltered employment. If you think there are blind people who work, there are deaf people who work, and I mean full time, Down syndrome people who work, there are people with all sorts of mental illnesses like depression and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder who work, What else? So people with only one hand who work, people are permanently wheelchair bound who work. So being disabled is not a reason not to work. Like, you know, the Singaporean army, when they have conscription, they insist even those who are born with a hole in the heart, anyone has to contribute in some role, even if not doing all the military duties and so on. So we need to rebalance how it's targeted. It shouldn't be unconditional. It should be linked to actively seeking work, lose it. Okay, there are people who are very ill, who are dying, and obviously they need some money as we're going along. So there's a health aspect to universal credit. And that is due to be cut from £432 a month to £217 a month and so on, as that personal independence payment. And the idea is to restrict their criteria to make it less easy to claim. It's very, very easy to go online and find out how to claim these things. And sometimes I think, what a chump I am to work for a living. I should just slob around and just have fun and pretend to be disabled. It's very, very easy to dupe. And GPs signing people off too easily like that. I remember a civil servant saying if she said she was too ill to work, she'd get 1 year off without any questions asked. Are you coming back or are you going to leave? And so people are just gaming the system. Not everybody is doing it. Not everybody's claiming these things is gaming the system. So so many people are claiming these things. And look at all these NEETs, not employment, education, or training. It's too bloody easy. They're about two very physically healthy young men who are living at home because they've got anxiety and or depression. Getting, is it £750 a month to do nothing? Because we've made it an option. If there is no alternative, you're going to work. Right, then you starve to death. What are you going to do? Work, starve to death. Which is more attractive? To say, oh, I'm so worried. Well, you would have something to worry about if it was going to be a death from starvation. So you're going to have to work. And one of my other suggestions is about military recruitment. If there are people who are physically and mentally healthy on benefits, if the armed forces think they can use them, say, okay, you'll join the armed forces now or lose all benefits and things like that. And that could be for life. I mean, the lifting the two-child benefit cap, I don't actually object to that. I mean, it's not the children's fault. And why not encourage people to have some more children? Raise the pension age. I would gradually raise it over a century to say 77. People current in their 60s, you can retire at 67. People that are currently their 50s, you're going to have to retire at 68. Those currently in your 40s, you're going to retire at 69. Eventually, the effect of the as yet unborn, as we live longer. So because of longevity and increasing physical fitness, people are able to work for longer. Otherwise, it's going to be impossible. You think of all these people in their 20s are not even paying in national insurance, not contributed to pensions. So it's terrible. And obviously, Labour doesn't want to tackle it. They tried to tinker at the beginning. Even with that huge majority, 412 MPs, they bottled it. They had no courage because, of course, Labour constituents often were most people long-term benefits claimants. And now it's not necessarily strivers versus skivers. OK, there are working people who do get some income support. I heard about this family, and there's a two-bedroom flat, and there's the mum and dad and their four children. And the girls are in this bedroom, and the boys in this bedroom, and the parents have to sleep in the drawing room, and they think it's not good enough. Think tough. Count yourself lucky you get that flat from the rest of you. OK, you chose to have four children. Fine. Wonderful. But they are yours to provide for. You chose to do these low paid jobs. Okay, live with it. Actions have consequences. Be grateful for whatever else is giving you. Don't say it's not good enough. If it's not good enough, give it back and sort out your own accommodation. It's just sickening and staggering that the sense of entitlement, the world owes me a living, that there should be back to self-reliance. It's your duty to sort it out. So anyway, we need to reduce all this welfare spending so that we can obviously cut taxes, stimulate the economy. We can pay off more of the national debt. Why do we have, you know, more doctors and more nurses or better medicines, better medical equipment at the NHS, better technology? Why are the armed forces not adequately equipped? How come roads and railways can't be upgraded? All these are the reasons, and that's why we need to do it. And the Conservative Party needs to come up with some good proposals on this. There's been deafening silence from Reform UK because, of course, the constituencies that they're strong and they're targeting are ones with a lot of benefits claimants as well. They don't want to upset potential voters for them. So goodness, it's really to grasp the nettle, and Labour has kicked this into the long grass. If Labour is this limp-wristed with a huge majority, what on earth would it like with a narrow majority? So you can see they're completely weak-willed. There is no appetite to deal with this. I mean, Liz Kendall is one of the few who said this, that there is a moral case, but this is social justice. We have to end this. You see how unfair it is of forcing people on low incomes to pay for those who refuse to work. That's grossly inequitable, and that is exploitation. We're being taken a right, we're being ripped off, and it's not fair. Work. You have to earn a living. You don't like your salary? Find a job which pays you a higher salary. Move somewhere with a lower cost of living. Whatever. Sort it out. It's nobody else's responsibility but your own. And, you know, and so just stop thinking that the government and therefore the other people have to pay for you. You have to pay for yourself. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.